welcome back after Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, I don't even know how to do life anymore after that.
I know. I took the entire week off last week of work, and so did hetero life mate, aka husband life mate, I guess.
I think he's just your husband now, woman.
Oh, okay, whatever. I don't want people to get confused.
Like, oh my God. So confused. We thought you had values.
He took the last week off too. So it was really great. And then we had the kids come like Wednesday, they came over. And then we had them for Thanksgiving and, you know, so lots of family. And then tonight I'm like, I have to cook again. Well, my family, like, I don't know what they were doing, but they were, none of them were to be found. And I was cooking, but I managed to cook and get it eaten before coming up here to record.
Hey, there you go.
So
good job.
You know, yeah. And I've got a date to watch 1,000-Pound Sisters and Sister Wives tonight. So, you know,
oh my goodness.
I know. Well, that's quality programming compared to the ending of 90 Day. But before we get into that, I was on live on Instagram the other night, and good old friend Ronald of Ronald and Tiffany happened to be on in my live. And people were like, oh, you should go live with her. And so I was like, okay, come on live. So he came on live with me. And now here's the thing. So he and Tiffany are like split up and they're doing things, and she's making accusations online because they always air their dirty laundry out there on social media for everybody to see.
Well, why not?
And he's apparently seen somebody, and who knows? There's like all this stuff happening. And she had all these accusations that were out there. So people wanted him to answer all of those accusations. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know a single one of these accusations. I didn't know any of this dirt. I knew there was dirt out there. And I was referring people to like other Instagram pages that had that I'd seen the information on, but I didn't like read it and process it. So I have no idea. I had no idea what what hers were. So I was relying on the people who were watching the live to ask the important questions. And he took this opportunity that he had to give his side of the story of the accusations. So apparently, Tiffany is saying that she saw pictures of him with drugs. That is about as specific as I can get because I don't know specifically what she said, but it had to do with pictures that she saw of his that had like baggies or something.
Okay.
Now, his response to this was one of them was an old picture, and who didn't have baggies of drugs back in their younger days?
Okay.
What he said. And then the other one he said must have been like a stock photo off of Google, like she just did a Google search. Okay. So then the other question was, is he like romancing her and this other girl Lauren that he's seeing, because there's all these pictures of him and this girl Lauren, is he like romancing them both at the same time? And he says unequivocally no, he isn't. And that he and Tiffany have broken up. They're broken up for good, and he's with Lauren, and that's that. Except that the spousal visa is in process, and the last thing to do is for him to have his interview. And this, he may still, this visa may still go through. Like, but don't you have to still be married and stuff for that to go through? And he was like, "Well, I've never really wanted to go to America." And so he kind of talked in circles about this because he's not with Tiffany, but he's with her for the purposes of the visa or something, which he couldn't admit to because that would be admitting fraud. And I don't know that he really gave a straight answer on any of this, but that was the best that I could discern from what he said. So that's that. If you guys want to watch it and you have Instagram or you are Instagram friendly or have a kid around or a grandkid that could help you, if you go on to my Instagram at Frauded Media, one of my lives, I think it's my most recent one. That's the Thanksgiving edition. and you can watch it for yourself. It's a really long live because I'd already been on for quite a bit of time and I was getting ready to get off when he came on. So we continued. So you have to like fast forward to like the 45 minute mark or something like that. But you'll see it if you scroll fast forward, you'll see his face pop up. So that's that.
Yeah, that sounds super kind of interesting.
I think it would be more interesting had I bothered to care about what had been going on previous to him coming on.
Probably, yeah.
But because it's them, I'm like, oh, they do this every couple of months.
It seems like it's like they're like a volcanic eruption, like they're due for an eruption. And then it goes back to dormancy and we don't hear from them again. And then someone makes a story post and the whole internet's like, oh my God, you see Stephanie's story? Oh my God. It's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Same shit that happened a couple years ago. So
he also said that he doesn't pay child support. He doesn't give her any money, but he does buy things on Amazon sometimes.
Oh, wow. So he fulfills his kid's wish list then.
Maybe. Okay. He didn't like get into specifics of how much stuff he buys on Amazon to send her. And, you know, because he's claiming that Tiffany's keeping the kids from him. I'm like, is Tiffany keeping them from you? Or do you just not have the money to fly out here or to fly them to South Africa so you can see the kids? Like, is that what more is? And I didn't get a straight answer on that. So right. I didn't really get a straight
keeping
answer.
The kids mean she's not forfeiting money to come visit him every fucking year. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And then he was talking about something about how the marriage isn't recognized in the United States and something about how Tiffany never filed it in Maryland. And the reason for that was that so she could qualify for WIC, like the women and kids, you know, program, like
SNAP
benefits type things. And I'm like, you can be married. It's just an income level, right?
No, if you're not married with all those kids, you can get more money. It's because if you're, you know, couple versus single, and then especially if you're
your ability, even if he doesn't make any money,
they're gonna ask what his income is. They don't care if he's in another country.
Right. And I guess so he is working allegedly in construction is what he said.
So what he's saying is that they got married, right? They had the ceremony and they have a certificate, but she didn't turn that certificate in to receive the marriage document.
To be recorded. Yeah. I remember our pastor had to do that. He had to bring it to the court or not the court, whatever, the recorder's office, the clerk's office.
I mean, you have to do
to record
that.
It in some way.
you have to do that to get the process going for the visa.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, did he have one of those baggies out at the time that you were?
And, you know, and then that there was some discussion about was he or was he not, you know, on drugs? Because that's what she has these allegations that he's on drugs, right?
Right.
And I was like, you know, he didn't really strike me as a meth head. You know, if I had to guess, I would say booze and cocaine, because that's a popular combination among addicts.
It depends on what she considers drugs too, right? Because I mean, and some people consider weed to be drugs. So it's
right.
A baggie could be fucking anything nowadays.
Right.
He could be sniffing fucking pixie stick dust for all we fucking know.
I could go for a pixie stick right now.
I had a friend that did that. He sniffed in a pixie stick and had a nosebleed from hell.
Why would you sniff a pixie stick? You can get like a sugar rush that much faster?
Kids are stupid.
I don't know.
I don't think sugar delivered directly to the brain cavity provides a better high than just eating it.
Yeah.
Or sticking it up your rear cavity. I don't know. Oh. Sticking it up your ass would actually give you a better delivery than sniffing it.
Jesus Christ.
Just funnel that shit in.
Anyways, can we just keister that shit and be done with it?
Just turkey baste it on.
I wonder if like inserting it vaginally would do the same. You guys, please, I'm not advocating you shove sugar in any orifice.
A bad experience.
Wait, you know? Do you speak from
Except
experience?
For your mouth, and even then, but limited amounts.
Don't put you sugar put in anything your orifices.
That is not supposed to be in there. In there, that is for all of your holes. Do not stick anything that should not go into that hole. Into that hole,
right?
Hanukkah was lifetime fucking advice. Keep things out of the wrong hole. There you go.
Oh, there's my God. At first, I thought you said Hanukkah, not Hanukkah. And I was like, well, it is the second night of Hanukkah.
Oh, no.
Were you giving Hanukkah advice? Is that a thing? Hanukkah was Hanukkah advice?
Hanukkah, but for some, Haniqua. Depends on how they mispronounce my name. That's okay.
They think, well, your name's Hannah. So, Hanukkah.
But I've gotten Hannah. Just call me Hannah.
Yeah.
Anyways. Can we talk about these marriages now?
Yeah. So as you know, might notice, I'm logged in today as Raul's wedding speech. Let's talk them first because it's not even a real wedding. So it's a...
Oh, but come on.
Okay. Let's... okay.
We can they're just not interesting, but let's start with them.
Yeah. So we can get them out of the way. We'll start
with them. They're just
Corey and Evelyn. They were arguing on their wedding day.
Of course.
Well, he was like in his talking head talking about how he didn't want to tell her that Raul was coming to the wedding because it's like his only friend. And she's like, yeah, during the ceremony, I saw Raul there. So, but I wasn't going to say anything to Corey because I didn't want to fight with him on my wedding day. Like, you think if you have to restrain yourself from fighting with your man on your wedding day, like maybe you need to reevaluate that relationship. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Always. But they got married. I honestly, Corey and Evelyn would stay together just to fucking spite viewers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see them kind of like, you said we wouldn't make it. And I think they would just do it just to do it.
I will say that she expressed more emotion during her vows to Corey during that ceremony than I have seen come from her in her both of her seasons put together. More emotion from her. So she has emotion.
She has to get on that Happily Ever After show. You have to show that you can have something.
Yeah.
you think we'll see them on Happily Ever After?
Oh, God, I hope not.
That's what we should do. They get married. We're going to talk about their marriage. Before we move on, we have to say if we think they'll be on Ever After.
Yes, I think they will.
I do too. I don't want to say it.
We'll take that check, that TLC income. And they'll make up whatever storyline TLC wants them to make up, like they did for this season. You know, let's pretend that there was a dress. So, you know, sister's prom dress, you know, all of these stupid things that they, you know, had. And this was part of their probably fake storyline. Yeah, they'll be on happily. Did you think the wedding was pretty? What did you think about the ceremony and the reception and all that?
It was fine. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Jenny and Sumit, my favorite.
Really? Why is that?
They finally get married. So I would say finally, you know, all of their seasons put together, like all of these storylines that have been leading up to this, like, can we just be done with it now? But no, they're going to go on to happily because we have to see the aftermath of them
their quickie church wedding,
them not having told his parents that they got married. Even though that was supposed to be removed, that whole thing was supposed to be removed when she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not going to stay out of your way. So they go and they get married, but then they don't tell the parents.
They still want to. Why wouldn't you tell the parents?
They're not going to, if they're going to give you a blessing or they're not going to give you a blessing, but they said they won't stand in the way.
Yeah. They said they weren't going to give their blessing, but they won't stand in the way, which means I don't like it, but I'm going to do shit about it.
Right. So they had the wedding. you know, and it looked to be, by all accounts, you know, mostly a standard traditional Indian wedding, which are, I think, are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love, there's so much about them that I love. Looks like they had all that. Jenny had her friend. Was that the friend from the Hare Krishna temple who was the only one talking sense?
I don't know.
Jenny's friend did the henna party and stuff for her and all that. So she had all of the traditional sort of stuff, except for the whole, like, you know, groom's parents are supposed to, you know, be a huge part of the ceremony, and they're not because they don't know. But we see some previews of the tell-all, which seems hopefully will be exciting. I don't know.
I mean, the tell-alls have been getting better.
Yeah. I'll go there because some of the people are actually, like, they have decent stuff to talk about, and it seems like TLC is loosening the reins a bit on their questions that they're requiring Sean to ask.
I mean, it's the closer it can get to Jerry Springer, the better. But we don't have any explosive folks on this episode.
Well,
like, the most crazy it could be would be with Jenny if she cries the whole time and screams, and maybe
she gets bitchy. She gets emotional,
but she's not going to show us her boob.
No, she's not. But she's also hopefully not going to monopolize the entire thing with this.
That's true.
Which will be nice.
Yeah.
Because we get to see everybody. So
we'll see. It'll be Evelyn yelling at Corey so far. And Jenny and Sumit sitting on the shame couch while the parents cry about them doing something without telling him.
Yes. Yes.
And of course, we'll see them on Happily
Ever. Of course we will. Even though there's no storyline, they'll make up this whole aftermath of having not told them and what it's like living together as a married couple now under that mom that hates your wife, even though she says, oh no, we love you. And yeah, you stick the string up your nose and all of that stuff.
Who is missing from this final episode? Victor and Ellie.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything in the future for their relationship. They had a big fight.
But then they made up.
Yeah, but you don't see them in this episode, which usually means...
So I got this past this episode and the episode previous to it confused. When they made up on the beach, that was the last episode?
They weren't even in the last episode.
They were in one of the episodes because they had the fight and then they made up on the beach. They were sitting on the log.
The fight was the last episode. And then...
Whatever.
Like, I don't know if she gave up and went back to her pizza restaurant or if she's going to stick around and help them rebuild. But I mean,
the last I remember seeing was they made up on the beach and he apologized for the fight, for being an asshole and all this stuff. And she's just like, I love you. And that was the last I saw of them. But I wasn't sure if I was missing something from the episode.
Unfortunately, the underwhelmingness of them kind of kept me from.
Yeah. And I mean, like, their entire story, like, for the entire season was like 2 days worth in Providencia and whatever the other place was.
I have a feeling things just did not go the way they wanted to. And so I wonder if they only filmed out for a little bit of time. Yeah. And they stretched out like a week worth of footage. And then,
yeah. Well, we know that she is back in Seattle at her pizza restaurant because people have seen her. The question is, people haven't necessarily seen Victor. Have we seen Victor? Gotcha. There has been no photographic evidence of such at this point. The people that have told me that they've seen her at the restaurant, they didn't see him, but she was there like making pizza and all that stuff. So we don't know.
No.
Who else? Oh God. Okay. So Steven and Alina.
Oh, fun.
Now
Were you excited about it?
No, because I can't stand him. Like, do I even remember their wedding ceremony?
Do you think their marriage
is gonna last? Yeah, no.
Last long enough for them to make it to Russia?
No, I think they'll get to Russia and then that'll be it. Like, they won't last beyond that, too much longer beyond that. But this reminds me, I saw posted, it comes from Reddit. Somebody posted on Reddit that they had previously dated Steven and they did an AMA and Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And now I have not independently confirmed any of this stuff. The people on Reddit that were participating seemed to have enough information from her that they thought it was legit. I'm just saying what was reported over there. So she did this AMA talking about dating him. And she said that she was a virgin when she met him and while they were dating. She said that he was manipulative and kind of a dick. And a lot of their relationship was online. Like, he has a habit of it's his preference. He gets to know someone long distance and then gets together with them, which seems to be his MO. And so a lot of their time was spent, you know, long distance. She's also LDS, so there wasn't any of this like needing to convert her. But there was apparently, she wasn't spiritual enough for him, his asserted spirituality. And she's okay. Just like, yeah, that's, she's like, I mean, people aren't necessarily like, there are a lot of people who aren't by the book Mormons, but then, you know, they're not necessarily asserting it the way he is. What else did she say? Leaves you to wonder what was unsaid, right? She said, somebody said, did you guys bone? Right. And they said, mm-hmm. Did you ever have sex with him? And she said, not consensually.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's what she said, basically. And that he cheated on her. I'm not going to skip over this alleged rape allegation, but everybody was in the comments was like, holy shit, that's not okay. Like, if you should report that, it doesn't matter. And I guess she seemed to think that because she was in a relationship with him, it wasn't like a sexual assault or rape. It kind of seemed like one of her comments. And a lot of people were like, no, that's not true. It doesn't matter. Like, you can, like, that's not, this is like being in a relationship with someone doesn't give implied consent, blanket consent to sex all the time. You still have your autonomy each and every sexual encounter.
Yeah.
and that is absolutely true. and if you are, and this is like heart attack serious, guys, like if you've been in a situation that is questionable, you know, you can call like your local rape crisis hotline, those kinds of things. I'll link something in the show notes for you, websites or something that you can go to and get information on to help you. Because none of that is okay. Sexual assault of any kind is not okay. Consent is critical. She said that he cheated on her and that basically the way he was portrayed on TV was basically, that's how he is. It's not necessarily an exaggerated version of him, that's really kind of who he is. And he is an asshole and likes, yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm remembering from the conversation that I read. Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone.
My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
So anyway, I'm completely just not remembering their wedding at all.
I think that's okay. It's fine. I'm not here to grade their wedding.
It's not like that show Four Weddings that's on TLC.
Oh my God, they all, I remember that.
They all grade each other's weddings. Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I mean, her outfit was cute.
Oh, I remember her dress shopping, and that was cute.
It was like red. Mm-hmm. It was really pretty.
Yeah, it was really pretty. The Turkish, like, traditional. And she's like, I'm surprised, but I actually kind of like this.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. And I just hope that she gets out before she gets too much, like, you know, beaten down by him.
I mean, for her, it's a good experience. It's really love.
You know, we don't know what we see off screen.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We don't want them to be in bad relationships.
No, I don't. Because that's just like a nightmare. Like, you wasted my screen time.
Being in a bad relationship.
My well-being, watching a bad show.
Anyways. Oh, God. Who else?
Kenny and Armando, which, duh. They're going to be married.
Right. And we've seen, so for those of you guys who hadn't seen it, they had People magazine did a whole photo shoot spread.
Yeah. So we knew they got married. It was like their story, honestly, is the palate cleanser of that. Look back and you're like, well, I know they're ending, so I don't have to worry about being nervous here.
Right. Their big nerve wracking was, you know, Armando's hesitancy about, you know, kissing or dancing in front of his dad.
Right.
Which I think is a legit concern when you've only just told your dad that you're gay. Like, you know, but of course you're going to kiss your husband and dance with him at your wedding. Right.
Hopefully if the dad comes to the wedding, he knows what a wedding is.
Yeah. So, for real.
You know.
So theirs was nice, and it was gorgeous, and they had everything. And then Kenny surprised Armando with the fireworks, which I thought was really sweet, because he'd been giving Armando shit like the whole wedding planning about him being so over the top about everything. And then he did this over the top thing for him, which I thought was super, super sweet. I was like, okay, he gets him. It's like, they get each other
to be over the top. Okay. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go there. I'll over the top. I'll one up you, you know,
you're getting married on a reality TV show. At least be extravagant on that part.
Yeah. Yeah. It was gorgeous, and scenery was gorgeous. They all got married outside, as far as I remember. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah.
Not Jenny. Except
Jenny and Sumit got married in the church, but everyone else was outside wedding.
Yeah. Well, they all live in these gorgeous places.
Right? Why wouldn't she, right?
Gorgeous scenery. So will we or will we not see them on Happily?
Of course we will.
Yeah,
they're a fucking cash cow. They're going to have their own spinoff.
People watch the show just for them.
Yeah, like, not even a question of that one.
in their storyline, they have plenty of storyline left to milk. Like, they haven't completely milked.
Right. I mean, even Penny's, the daughter can get a freaking spinoff all about Hannah. It can just be about her. Oh, my God, I know, right?
Well, everybody loves her. She's adorable. Yeah, so, like, yeah, they haven't milked that's their storylines to death yet. You know, Kenny's homesick and his family and all of that. And they, you know, visit him often enough. But then Armando, the aftermath of Armando and his, you know, parents knowing that he's gay and married now to a man and how that plays out and their family dynamics and all of that stuff. And will they, you know, eventually come to the United States? Who knows? So there's a lot there that can be produced. Did we say Stephen and Alina will not be unhappily? I would say.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we'll get a diaries out of them and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah. I think we'll get a same with Ellie and Victor. We'll get a diaries from each of them individually, not together. And we may see Ellie on a future single life. Speaking of single life, are you watching season two? Because I'm not.
No, I didn't watch season one.
I know we were going to, and then we just couldn't.
Too much for me. It's too much. I had to see their relationships fail. I don't want to see them try again. I might if I'm bored over my holiday, I might look at the new season.
Yeah, that's it. So, like, they have all these. So they have Jesse and Jennifer on, who we know end up together. So I don't know if the season is going to be about them getting together or dating. I don't know. Dating people outside the 90-day universe. I have no idea. But Ed, we know, is engaged to Liz, although I think 100% that is just for the show purposes for both of them. 100%. That's fine.
That's for sure.
I don't think it's real. Like, they both said, okay, we'll split the money, you know, or whatever. I think she was originally
how much money to fucking split, but whatever.
I know. But we think, but
it's like not that much money.
I know it's not that much money, but Ed brings in viewers because people outside the 90-day universe, like the fandom, don't know about all of his, you know, problematic predatory behavior. So they like him still.
Of course.
So he brings in views. Debbie is on the single
Debbie
life.
Debbie looks good though.
Yeah,
it's, you know, nice to see her not just being the crazy mom in the kitchen for fucking cold.
Right, like go get you some. And she talks about like her sex life and all this stuff. Stephanie Stepanka is on there. I don't know much about her journey.
Neither do I.
Okay. That's it, right?
There was one more, but I can't think about it. Who was it? Jennifer.
Yeah, I said Jennifer and Jesse, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because they end up together.
Well, then that's it.
Yeah. So I don't know, you guys, if you're watching this, let us know if we should be watching and if there's anything specific we should be watching for. Like, I kind of want to watch just for Debbie. I want to see what happens with her, but I don't know if I can handle another 90-day show on top of her. Because, like, this fall, like, all of the, like, My 600-Pound Life came back, 1,000-Pound Sisters came back, Sister Wives came back, and, like, that's a shit show, which is worth watching. For those of you guys who were like me, who watched initial seasons of that and then fell away, nothing has changed in the sense that they're always still fighting over real estate and land and where they're going to live and not feeling like a family. That hasn't changed in 18 seasons or however many they've been on. But they're currently living in Arizona. They have this land that they're going to build on, but they've been there for 2 years and haven't done a dick. And the big news this season that broke right before the season aired is that Christine left the family and she moved to Utah on her own.
Really?
And then she posted it on social media. She's like, I had no idea how simple life could be. And it's like, yeah, when you don't have 18,000 family members around at all times, yeah. You know, it can be pretty simple. It's nice.
Well, you know? I mean, like, she was one of the people that were like, can we just get shit done?
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's crying and all this shit. And she's like, can you just get stuff done? Please.
And then I guess Cody got COVID, which doesn't surprise me because like Janelle's kids weren't following any protocols whatsoever from the get-go. So it does not surprise me that he would have come in contact with some member of his family. So he got COVID. I don't know what variant he has, but he posted something about it and how much it sucks. and for people, you know, this sucks. Don't go get it. So thanks, Cody. I won't go get it.
You know, with Christine gone, what it's really going to turn into is Cody saying, we need another woman in the family.
Oh.
So he gets to go on.
Well, that's what the like, first season was about, them courting Robin. Cool. That was interesting. I would watch that. I would definitely watch that. 1,000 Pound Sisters is really good. Tammy went to food rehab and didn't like it. So she came back early and hasn't changed. And she's a complete asshole to Amy. And Amy's like, I'm done. And so she's trying to assert boundaries and stuff. So it's actually like some real kind of cool, interesting shit. And Dr. Now, My 600-Pound Life is, you know, good, always good. And of course I watch with some girlfriends of mine, so that makes it even funnier. So like fall is so much to watch. I was gonna say, like, I don't know if you want to talk about the Yara makeup mess, but I kind of don't want to revisit that. Like, it's
no, that's fine. Not yeah.
That's fine. There's stuff up about it, but the short version is she they're getting people's accounts pulled down for what they say about her. So. Anything would be alleged.
Right.
Yeah, that just needs to run its course and be done and as a storyline. And I think that's it.
I think that's it. The person we did forget a couple. We kind of spiraled away.
Oh, God.
We didn't talk about Ari and Binu.
Oh, yeah.
Like, now that you guys know what other shows are available,
here's Katrina's thoughts on all these other irrelevant TV shows. I don't know what there was
really to talk about them.
Okay, so their situation, and this pissed me off, and I posted about them on Instagram because she pissed me right the fuck off, right? So she goes away for however many months she went away so that Avi could have his surgery. I don't necessarily disagree with her wanting to have a surgery in the United States with her parents and everybody around to make her more comfortable. It's already a hard thing. Despite that being very difficult for Benny not being around his baby, right? And, you know, he wants to be with his baby when baby has surgery too, but can't come over because he's had a visitor's visa denied. So then she comes back and she like... But she meets him in where?
Kenya,
that's it. She meets him in Kenya because she doesn't want to go back to Ethiopia because that brings back too many bad memories for her because of all of these things that she's heard about Benny doing while she's gone. And it gives her the bad juju, so she doesn't want to go there, which I think...
You know, what it is she doesn't want to go back and look like the stupid fool that was cheated on and have to see any of the possible people he might have had an affair with. That's really...
Ah, there you go. There you go. That gives it at least some better context than I was giving it in my head. I'm just like, get over, get the fuck over yourself. You have more compassion for
like
me.
I understand it, but it's like, just, you know, say what it is. I don't want to be, I'm embarrassed because you're an asshole.
Okay. Yeah, that's valid. I mean, that's totally valid. And then, so they are having this conversation with their attorney, their immigration attorney, who says, okay, he's going to, you know, have his interview scheduled. And he has to be in Ethiopia for it, obviously. And it would look better if you were there, Ari. And so she has to go through this whole like soul searching thing about whether she's going to go back and be there with him. And she doesn't want, you know, she doesn't want to go back. And she acts like she's going to get like flesh-eating bacteria if she goes back, which is not the case. And but that's how like strongly she rejects going back. But then she talks about, they show this scene that was like really sweet, and it seemed genuine emotion from her about how much she loves Benny and all this stuff, and how she's gonna miss him and how important it is that he gets his visa and all this stuff. But she refuses to go back and help that process by being there,
right,
with him. And it's like, is it okay? Okay. So you're not going to get a flesh eating bacteria if you were to go back for the purposes of this interview, you know, and be there and help secure that visa, knowing he's been denied a visitor's visa before because they think he has immigrant intent, which he does. So, you know, to help that like if it was so important to you that you're showing all of this genuine emotion about missing him, why wouldn't you do everything in your power? This is in her power to help. Why wouldn't you do that? And she doesn't do it because her fifis are, her feels are going to get hurt.
Pride.
But put your pride aside if you, the visa is that much more if that important to you. Which is more important? You've got these two things you're saying are both critically important. It's critically important that you don't go back, but it's also critically important that he gets his visa. Well, you can help the visa chances by going back, but you won't do that because you're pride.
I mean, it's no skin off her back. It's not like she doesn't get to go to America if he doesn't get his shit together. So,
but then she's gonna miss him.
I don't know. I don't think she will.
Okay. I thought that was genuine. I wouldn't have thought so either before this scene that seemed very like genuine emotion. But
you know. Actions speak louder than words.
This is true.
So I can make tears for the camera too, but
she's not willing to go back to help the process along because her pride is more important. She's going to go back to New Jersey regardless. So,
right.
Okay. All right. And will we see them on happily?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we so. got left with a what do you call it?
Cliffhanger.
So
that's not going to be resolved by the tell-all, because the tell-all never resolves cliffhangers.
No, they'll be like, you'll notice that there were two people not here in the tell-all. Or it would be, you'll notice someone's not here, and we'll hear Ari's side, and they won't get Benny's side, and then we'll have to watch.
They'll create more questions than they solve.
Right.
They resolve, and they'll be, oh, you can watch the new season of Happily Ever After.
Right. But she'll be like, right now it's broken, and he just has to figure it out on his own.
You know it's true. Yeah, it is very true. Speaking of new season, so when I was on live the other day, you know how we get random cast members popping up in our lives, right? Just coming in, not necessarily coming on live, but just coming into the comments. Benjamin, there's a Benjamin. Not your ex Benjamin, but new Benjamin that's on the show this new season of Before the 90 Days. I forget who he's with.
Oh, new Benjamin. God, so many fucking Benjamins.
I know. Not, yeah. So he was in my comments, and he was there about the same time that Ronald was there, and Ronald was having connectivity issues, so he was like, oh, let me go restart this and I'll be back and then I'll come on live. And this guy, Benjamin, was like, oh, you know, I'll go on live with you. Cause I was trying to explain how a lot of times cast members won't, because it could theoretically be considered an interview by TLC in their, they have their clause in their contract that says anything you do press wise would be at your, you know, we may decide it's violates your NDA or whatever. How it's super, super vague, and it gives TLC all this sort of unfettered power. But some cast members heed it, some don't, you know, because they know they're not going to spill anything that they shouldn't be spilling. But anyway, he said that he would be happy to come in once the season starts. I'm like, they all say that. And then they see how they get spun on the show.
Right.
But, you know, they all appear thirsty. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. But then I've said that before about seasons with new people.
Right.
So, yeah. But I'd love before the 90 days. I love seeing clueless Americans go to these foreign countries and flail about as long as they're not spouting, I'm an American, damn it. But I enjoy seeing them flail about like, you know, Paul flailed about in poop water in Brazil when he was seeing Carini. Right. That was funny. So seeing that kind of stuff, I'm anxious to see. Plus it's mostly new people, with the exception right. of Soldier Boy. So, and apparently it's been confirmed that Soldier Boy's new love does have all 10 toes.
Oh my God. For now.
Now. Lisa started now. Out with baby girl. Lisa started off with all 10 too.
It's the curse of Usman. You have to lose one toe.
Oh, that's gross. So wrong. So wrong.
What's it worth to you?
I'm so sorry, you guys. You know, we go 2 weeks without giving you an episode, and when we come back, this is what we give you. I'm so sorry.
You should just name it Clusterfuck.
I can't put that in the title.
Okay, Cluster Cluck.
In the weddings too. All right. Well, the tell-all starts next week. I believe it's a 2-episode one. So we'll be back after the tell-all and we'll see what happens. Okay. That's all we got. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear, but not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well, and let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.